reissued and now prominently played in a lot of punk rock circles, as the original is highly coveted and highly valuable, I might add. But hey, yours truly, just going for the goods and the music. That's the most important thing. Again, The Users from 1978, UK punk rock, I'm in love with today. Also from the UK Subs, and Telephone Numbers, also from 1978, a classic tune there. On 7-inch vinyl, no less, Untamed Youth from a couple of years back, a track called Since You Went Away from the Kings of the Surf and Drag. Can't go wrong with some Untamed Youth, really. That's the bottom line. Hillsdale Records is where you can find that one. Unrest in the set there. A bit of an odd choice, you might be thinking, in between those two tracks there. But I don't know. I have a bit of a soft spot for Unrest. Mark Robinson from Washington, D.C.'s Combo. They're a very eclectic bunch. And I first caught wind of Unrest back in the mid to late 1990s when they put out a double 7-inch on the Sub Pop label. And there was an Alien Sex Fiend cover that they did, and it was pretty amazing that I didn't think a band like Unrest would choose Alien Sex Fiend to cover. But that kind of just shows you what kind of influences they had over their career. And that track in particular that I played, Yes, She Is My Skinhead Girl, was a favorite of mine in the mid to late 1990s. So thought we'd spin that for you on the K Records label on 7-inch vinyl. And we ended the set there with the Ultra 5, some New York City garage rock from the mid-1980s, and a track called Sweet Love, covered by the Sons of Fred, originally in the mid-1960s, as done now by the Ultra 5. And I want to send that one out to my good friend Ken, who just got married last weekend to his longtime love, Stephanie. And I do hope you guys have a great future together. All the best. And hey, have a great honeymoon. I know that that's where you're headed right about now. So congratulations to Ken and Stephanie. All the best to you on their recent nuptials. And we couldn't be more happy for you. All right, that ends our show for today. And we're going to see you all, like I say, Friday night at the Astoria for the CPC Gangbangs show. I don't want you to miss it. It's going to be one for the ages. But in the meantime, if you've missed any of today's show, you can always visit our podcast page courtesy of our beautiful website, www.citr.ca. Go to the podcast section and download Third Time's The Charms today and, of course, in days past. If you want to shoot us an email during that time, of course you can. bornin69@hotmail.com. bornin69@hotmail.com is the email address for our show. And we're going to leave you with one final track before the morning after show kicks into gear just in a couple of minutes' time. And it will be much the way that we started the show today, with a definite influence on the CPC Gangbangs, Crime. And going back to their compilation album, San Francisco's Still Doomed, compiled by the folks at Swami Records. This is probably one of their better-known tracks by this great punk rock band, Frustration, from Crime. To end off this edition of Third Time's the Charm, see you next week. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again. Music Waste, Vancouver's premier underground music festival, taking place June 5th to 8th at a number of venues, including the Astoria, Pub 340, and Hoko's. Music Waste will try and fit as many acts onto Vancouver stages as possible. Originally created in 1994 as a middle finger to the corporate music festival agenda, the four-day fest has become the premier outlet for up-and-coming Vancouver area artists looking to steer clear of the musical norm in its all dull and predictable glory.
Likewise, it's where festival goers experience something out of the ordinary, with unorthodox rock acts such as Bison, Basketball, Modern Creatures, and Mutators all gearing up for this year's event. And with Music Waste boasting some 50-plus bands and passes going for a seriously cheap fee, it's a festival that truly sticks to its anti-profit stance. That's Music Waste, taking place June 5th to 8th, brought to you by Only Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome to the show. You're now listening to the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and this is 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
That's the new Spiritualize. They have a new CD out on the streets now, so it's pretty cool. The name is Songs in A and E. So we're probably gonna listen to another song there. So let's listen to song number 9, which is a little bit more rock and roll, and then we're gonna listen to Mood Honey. They have a new CD also. But Honey, After All This Time, they still rock and rolling. And then we're going to listen to some Breeders. And don't go anywhere, because we have tickets to give away. And then we have some Latin rock and roll, some local content. So pretty cool show today. So let's continue here with Spiritualize. 101.9 FM.
Yeah. was my baby, and the strobe light was my mind. The past made no sense, the future looks tense. The past made no sense, the future looks tense. I'm now, I'm now, I'm now, I'm now. I call that radio quiz show.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show here on CITR. And so we started the show with this band called Monitor with the song A Pox on You. That's from the Sonic Evocation tribute to Silver Apples. We still have a couple of songs to put from that album in the next couple of weeks, so check it out. They are on Cargo Distribution. So, yeah, pretty cool CD. And what else? We listened to the new Spiritualized. We listened to a couple of songs there. You Lie, You Cheat was the first one, and the other one was Don't Hold Me Close. The CD is called Song in E and A. Songs in E, A and E, sorry. And that's Jason Spaceman from Spiritualized. What else we listen to? We listen to Mud Honey from Seattle, Old Rockers, one of the fathers there of the grunge. They have a new CD also, The Lucky Ones. The song was called I'm Now. They're still on Sub Pop Records. And also we listen to another old band, The Breeders. That's where we're listening there in the back. Kim Deal, ex-Pixies, she still has this band, The Breeders. They are on 4AD. The city is called Mountain Battles. So there you go, that's an old rockers block. They're playing pretty cool. So we're going to give away some tickets. Let's see what we have here. We have a couple of tickets to give away. The first one is for the Ting Tings. They're going to be playing Monday, June 9 at the Plaza Club. Let me see if that's an... Seems really cool. So we're going to listen to a song from them, the Ting Tings, playing on June 9 at the Plaza Club. Show starts at 9, so doors at 8, so it's kind of like an early show. Yeah, the Ting Tings are Jules DeMartino and Carrie White. You know, it's kind of like British pop, so it should be cool. So if you want to go check them out, give it's an all-ages show as well. So, oh no, or probably not. So anyways, if you want to give me a call, the telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, and we'll get you to see this band. So we have tickets for this band, the Tin Tings. So give me a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR.
For a long, long time, blonde hair and brown to white. My mom is buried beside my dad, but I was asleep for all of that. Have all been closed. And all of my teachers are dead, I suppose. The songs that we sung have all gone quiet.
the reeds are caught halfway across what never was. The water rose and swept in slow, and the reeds awoke, they were half below.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That's right, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After show. Remember that you can listen to us online at www.citr.ca. And we have a concert to announce. We were listening there to A Rosetta. This is a band from St. John's, Newfoundland, I believe. The city is called Into Your Lungs. And the song was I've Been Asleep for a Long, Long Time. They're going to be coming to town as well on Sunday, June 22nd at the Media Club. We have tickets to give away for that one as well. So write down the number. It's 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. Before then, we'll listen to Crystal Castles. That's what we're listening there in the back. These guys are really cool. Canadian band. The song that we listened was Untrust Us. This one is called Courtship Dating. Pretty cool. They're going to be playing the Richardson Richards on June 6th. So check them out. That's at Richardson Richards on June 6th. And before then, we listened to the Ting Tings. They're also coming to town. on Monday, June 9. And that one we also have tickets. The song that we listened there was Great DJ. So that's where we were listening. There are other concerts that are happening around town. Today, Iron Maiden at Pacific Coliseum. I don't know if that one is sold out already. And what else? Tomorrow, Bootsy Collins at the Commodore. On Thursday is the Save the Whale CD release party at the Biltmore. They're going to be playing with Lotus Child and Maurice. What else? Billy Bragg is coming to play at St. Andrews Wesley. Erykah Badu is coming at the Commodore on Friday, Friday 6. Also playing with this band that we're listening there, Crystal Castle. They're playing on Friday at the Richards on Richards. What else? The Constantines are coming with Lady Hawk at Richards on Richards on Thursday, June 26. And the International Jazz Festival is also coming our way. So some of the bands that you have to check out there is Fond of Tigers. They're going to be playing at the festival. And also Senukuti and Egypt 80. Those are the inheritance of Afrobeat of Fela Kuti. They're going to be playing at the Commodore on Wednesday, June 25, as part of the International Jazz Festival. Let's see what else we have here. Okay, the Islands are coming also to town on June 10 at the Plaza Club. That's an all-ages show, so that one you should check out. We're going to play a song from the Islands in a little bit. In the meantime, another concert that's happening is Wolf Eyes, Wednesday, June 11 at the Pat's Pub. If you haven't checked these guys out, you should. They're pretty, pretty noisy. And what else, Cables? I'm gonna cut this for a second. Let you for another heavy metal show that's happening in town. It's this Saturday. Sinister Black is playing there with Cocos and Axiom. There you go, some heavy metal for you. Pretty energetic there. So they're going to be playing this Saturday at a Station Square Pub. That's in Metro Town. So I never been there, so I don't know how that's going to work. But there you go. The bands of the Round Table, Axiom, Cocos, and Sinister Black. It seems like pictures are very cheap there. So check it out. Station Square Pub in Metro Town. Some rock and roll there. So, okay, so let's continue with more music. If you want to check out a couple of those concerts, give me a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, and I'll let you know what we still have left to give away. So lost a couple to choose from, so give me a call here, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And we're going to leave you then with Islands. Islands are going to be coming to town on Tuesday, June 10, at the Plaza Club on All Ages Show. So check them out. We have a caller there. So we'll leave you with this song called Kids Don't Know Shit. Love.
trying to make me high. Never tell, never tell, never tell me goodbye. All the world's trying to make me high. All the world's trying to make me high.
It's that time of year again. Music Waste, Vancouver's premier underground music festival, taking place June 5th to 8th, at a number of venues, including the Astoria, Pub 340, and Hoko's. Music Waste will try and fit as many acts onto Vancouver stages as possible. Originally created in 1994 as a middle finger to the corporate music festival agenda, the four-day fest has become the premier outlet for up-and-coming Vancouver area artists looking to steer clear of the musical norm in its all dull and predictable glory.
Likewise, it's where festival goers experience something out of the ordinary, with unorthodox rock acts such as Bison, Basketball, Modern Creatures, and Mutators all gearing up for this year's event. And with Music Waste boasting some 50-plus bands and passes going for a seriously cheap fee, it's a festival that truly sticks to its anti-profit stance. That's Music Waste, taking place June 5th to 8th, brought to you by Only Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM.
The Rambling Ambassadors. These guys are Calgary surf legends, kind of rockabilly, psychobilly. Pretty cool. They're on Mint Records. The song we heard, Camino Real, and we were listening to Cecilia Ann there in the back. We're going to listen to probably another song there. It's going to start right now. So we'll leave that in the back. And what is what we had there? We have the Orchid Highway, another Vancouver band. Pretty cool, these guys, the Orchid Highway. The song was called Ballad on Plane E. And before them, we were listening to Islands with the song Kids Don't Know Shit. They have a new CD called Arms Way. And they're coming to town also next Tuesday at the Plaza Club. It's an all-ages show, so no alcohol. Pretty safe environment, I guess. Starts early, finishes at 11. But it's a cool place to go check out some rock and roll there. Also, July 17, there's going to be a Latin American rock festival at the Legion. That's there on Commercial Drive and 6th Avenue. There's 7 bands coming to play that gig, so we're going to put a couple of them in a little bit later on the show. What else we still have here? Remember that if you want to check the show, you can download it at www.citr/podcast under Eclectic. You can find the Morning After show. Also, you can look for it at myspace/sonicvortex. You'll find some of the bands that we play here regularly. So let's put this band called Language Arts. This is a very cool Vancouver band led by Kristen Codmore. Just check them out at the Media Club. It was a really, really cool concert there. So they gave me their CD and I love it. So we're gonna put this song. It's number 2, Running at Sunset in a Moonlit Town. And then we're gonna put another Mint Records band. This is Young and Sexy, that also have a new CD. So check out and support your local artists. There's a lot of musical movement going on in Vancouver. We need to support that. So we can start by supporting this band called Language Arts.
String undone, bump in the track.
So we're back here, so you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And we were listening there to Love and Mathematics. The song was A Fight Between a Crow and a Seagull. Before then, we listened to Young and Sexy with the song Spill the Sky. They have a new CD called The Ark on Mint Records. Check them out, Young and Sexy. They just turned 10 years in the scene, so. And we started the block with Language Arts, with the song Running at Sunset in a Moonlit Town. Pretty cool CD, also a new one. We don't have much time now, and we want to plug some songs here for the first Latin American Rock Festival happening on July 17. Check them out. It's going to be really cool. 7 bands going to be play there. They're going to be playing there. 4 from Mexico, Mama Pulpa, that we're listening there in the back. These guys are well known now in BC. They're going to be playing also at the Victoria's Ska Fest. That festival starts in Victoria from the 11th of July. So you should check out that festival as well. And also we're going to have a couple of Latin Canadian bands playing at that festival. So we're going to listen to the first one. This band is called Los Malos de Vancouver, or Los Malos. It's 3 Chileans and a Mexican guy there, Alejandro, commanding the band. They also have a very nice violin keyboard player, Amelia. And I think they're going to be having a girl and drums too, so should check out Los Malos when they play. They're pretty cool. So we're going to play a song from Los Malos called Between the Mountains and the Paper. And then we're going to listen to Los Furios. Los Furios, they just came back from Mexico from a very successful tour there in Guadalajara and Mexico and Puebla, and I don't know where else they play. Pretty stoked. They came pretty stoked. So we're going to put a song from them. They're also going to be playing on July 17 at the Legion. So don't miss that show. If you want more information about that festival, you can call 778-862-1577. 778-862-1577, because tickets are going to be going pretty fast. So without further ado, these are the Malos.
Be glad It's like an anchor dragging me down, pulling me under. Don't let me drown. It's like an anchor dragging me down, pulling me under. Don't let me drown. Walk down the same old streets, locked down in the same old scene. And every day is the same old thing. I can't feel this wedding ring. I don't seem to notice that I'm out of focus, but somehow I know it. Worn down by the daily grind, the heart beats, I'm still alive. I got blood on my hands, blood in my eyes. The ship starts sinking, so I start drinking, and it starts winning, till I start swimming. Like an anchor, dragging me down, pulling me under. Don't let me drown. It's like an anchor, dragging me down, pulling me under.
So those are Los Furious. We're going to be playing on July 17 there at the Rock Festival. And they also, there's a band that's confirmed that is going to be touring around BC and Alberta. Their name is La Comuna. We have the city here, so we're going to close the show with a song from them. Probably a couple of songs. We have time, or one and a half at least. La Comuna, they're going to be playing also on July 17. More information, give us a call, 778-862-1577. This was the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. If you missed the show, you can download it at www.citr.ca/podcast and under Eclectic, The Morning After Show. And I'll see you next week. Same channel, same time, here on 101.9 FM. So we're going to finish with La Comuna. And don't go anywhere, because we have laugh tracks here with Cliff. He's already in the house. So I'll see you next week. This is La Comuna, and you are listening to The Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez.
esa vida, besas aquí, luego el inicio de otra cosa. Algunas veces da vueltas drásticas, vida vertiginosa. Aún no sé, no he aprendido suficiente. Y la ignorancia es enemiga de la gente que sabe hacer todo en su momento y balancear razón y sentimiento. Y la ignorancia es enemiga de la gente que sabe hacer todo en su momento y balancear razón y sentimiento. No matter how, 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 no matter how